Okay, so I don't translate it, I just...
If you want to read, yeah,
this
fun, yeah.
那我们在这个开始课程之前，神父愿意回答这样的两个问题。第一个问题呢，是说，掌上命令属下做一件属下不愿意做的一件事，如何分辨是掌上的意思，还是天主的旨意？So Sapir asked the sister to do something sister does not want to do. How distinguishes it from the superior's order or from the will of the God?
It's a very important question, and thank you for asking it.
这是非常重要的一个问题，谢谢你的问题。
First of all, we have to remember what I just said about the superior does not have authority to do something that is against canon law or against the church or against the moral law of God.
那我们从这样的几个方面去分辨啊，就说掌上命令的时候呢，那个命令第一不能违反天主的命令，第二不能违反教会的法律，第三不能违反伦理道德。
So if the superior tells you to kill your sister, you can't ever do it. It's never the will of God.
那你的掌上命令说去把那个小修女给我杀了啊，那不太不听话，你去给我杀了，那这个天就是绝对不能去做啊。
But if it's not against the moral law to the Ten Commandments and it's not against canon law, then we have to follow the command of the superior.
如果他的命令就是说没有违反上面的这三个的话，那你就要去做他所命令的啊。
And the canon law actually says that the superior stands in the place of God when they command according to the proper constitutions.
那当然，教会法律里面也说，掌上呢，他在那个位置上啊，他就是代替天主做一些决定啊，我们就是听他的。
So we have to trust that even if we think it's not the best decision and it's not something that we like.That God will work through the command of the superior.
在有的时候，我们想那个命令呢，可能就是让我们做的事情不是最好啊。但是我们去聆听，在这个过程中呢，我们也能够，我们和掌上都能够最后得到，就是得到天主，就明白天主的旨意啊。
So, hopefully you understand everything I've said so far, and then I want to take one more.Step with that.
对，就说当然，我们就是按我们刚说的那些，我们也可以再进一步的去探讨啊。
The teaching of the church talks about those situations when the superior commands something that we believe is impossible for us to do.
这就是说那个有的时候我们想就是去想说掌上命令我们做的那个是完全不可能的一件事情。
This is actually in the rule of Saint Benedict as well. He teaches the monk how to respond when the abbot asks him to do something that he feels is impossible.
那就是在本都会也发生过啊，本都呢也让会士去做一些根本不能做的一件事情啊。
Saint Benedict tells the monk to take a little bit of time for prayer first, and then at an appropriate moment.To bring up the concern with the abbot, with the superior, and talk through his feelings.
那就说，圣本笃呢，他就说命令这个人呢，好了，你先去祈祷，祈祷了以后呢，然后你的自己的感觉，你过来再然后谈啊。
And after explaining everything, if the superior still says he wants the monk to carry out this task, then the monk should obey and trust in the grace of God.
然后祈祷，然后再跟掌上谈。掌上最后还是命令你去做这个任务的话， 那你就不得不啊去做啊啊。
The teaching of the church goes on to say that there are some situations in which the superior is commanding something that is not strictly against canon law or against the moral law, but goes against my own personal conscience.
那当然了，确实我们刚看到这样的问题，岗上的命令它没有违反教会法律，也没有违反伦理道德，只是跟我的意愿过意不去，跟我自己的想法不一样。
And the principle of moral theology is that we do have to follow our conscience. Ultimately, we have to be obedient to our conscience.
那有的时候呢，当然我也是学伦理的，我是伦理神学博士哈。就是从伦理方面，你要从伦理方面，你的良心啊，有些事情真的，如果说让你良心都不安的时候呢，这个事儿你可能真的就要去辨别了，是清良心的还是清他的啊。
This is a very extreme situation that should never occur, hopefully never occurs in any of our lives, but it's worth just mentioning.
当然不希望这个在我们的生命中出现啊，这也是一个非常非常的不同的一点了啊，当然有的时候很难出现啊，也许。
If there is a situation that we feel in conscience that we cannot obey the superior, then we should still do that humbly, and we should still maintain our communion with the superior and the community as much as possible.
当然一般只是说这个是跟我的自己的意愿不一样，那我们自己还是要谦逊的去接受，为了团体的和谐我们这样去做这件事情。
So again, that's a very extreme situation that I hope is never the case for any of you.
对，当然就是说良心方面是另外一个，真的是除非是真的是你良心不安啊。
Okay, these are the kinds of concrete expressions of the vows that are very important for us to reflect on and to talk about. And I encourage you also to talk with each other about some of these questions.
你就要去考虑一些这样的问题哈。
Is it okay?
Yeah, the second one actually is related to the first one. This one is normal for. It's because this is superior and has some personal conflict with this sister, but this superior ordered this sister to do something very kind of disgusting, whatever it is, this word, kind of, you know what I mean? So this sister does not follow her superior. So is this a sin to against obedience, the word of obedience?
Yeah, it's similar to what I was just talking about.
Yeah, 第二个问题跟第一个差不多，因为我一直在看，好像是回答了一部分啊。因为第二个问题就是掌上呢公报私仇啊，乱发命令，让属下去做一些很难堪的一些事情，而属下呢没有服从。这算不算犯了这个服从圣愿啊？
Something I don't know is just an embarrassing thing asked her to do. I don't know what kind of thing.
Yeah. If the superior is asking again for something that is immoral, then that's not possible. The superior does not have the authority to do that.
那当然，这个说很难堪的事情，就是我们说有的是很尴尬的事情，有的事情就是说，如果这个事情不是违反伦理道德的话，那是还是要听掌上的。除非那个事情他命令你做一件违反伦理道德的事情，当然是不可以做的啊。
If it's not something immoral, it's just something that's very uncomfortable, then maybe it's not right, but is something that you can try to be obedient to.
当然，有的时候呢，他可能让你做这个事情呢，可能你感觉不舒服，感觉好像不好，但是人家又没违反伦理道德啊，这事儿呢，心里不舒服啊，忍一忍，而且是自己还听去做了。
But as I just said, if it's something that really goes against your conscience, then you cannot be obedient.
除非是这个事儿跟你的伦理判断，真的是你的良心，让你违反你的良心，那这样的话，你可能真的去不做，不算违反这个命令了啊。
We always have to be obedient to our conscience.
当然，我们人要去服从自己的良心嘛啊。那良心也有良错误的良心啊！你在学基本伦理的时候啊，良心有些良心也是错误的啊。So some people, you know, the follow your conscience. Some people's conscience is not correct.
Well, that's true.
So you have to formulate your conscience first.
Yes, that's right.
就是当然你要纠正，你要确定你那个是你的良心，而不是你的自己的想法啊，那个不一样的啊。
But in the process, we still have to be obedient.
但在这个过程中了，你还分不清的时候，那你就要服从了。
My translator is a moral theologian. Well, I thank you again for your questions. I hope that the presentations on the vows were clear enough and were also inspiring for you. But please feel free to ask more questions on the vows if you want. Otherwise, we're going to move on to prayer.
对，然后就是说关于前面谈的，有任何问题、任何困扰，你就提出来啊。也希望这个在这个讲的这个过程中，这些资料呢对你有所帮助。如果你不提问题，不没有什么困难的话，我们就进行下一个，就祈祷。
And I want to start our discussion on prayer by watching a video that was done by one of our bishops in the United States.
那我们要不观看一个小视频，是关于在美国的，就是应该是Los Angeles, right?
Yes, auxiliary.
对，洛杉矶的一个副主教啊，这个他过去是。芝加哥孟德兰 Seminary 就神学院的院长啊，从那儿调过去的。
Prayer at its height is this very deep personal encounter with God. Now, I'm not always ready to move from the ordinary workaday world right into that experience. I need some rhythm, some discipline, some practice to get me to that point.